podcast. Man, hasn't it been a long time? Sorry. I've been working on a lot of clothing, which I'll talk about later. And school and work and trying to get some assets. You know what I'm saying? Get some assets. That's what we really want. Anyway, but yeah, so today we have what is the value of humans today? Like, what's the value of yourself, and how do people think about the values of what they're worth? And yeah, I want to step into that a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It's been a bit, but Monday Philosophy is back. Thank you for all of y'all who potentially will hear this and be like, oh, this nice chocolatey black man with the smooth voice is back. And so, yeah. Anyway, we into the podcast. See y'all soon. Or you know what it is. The value of a human. Man, I think what makes humans valuable is what they do with their time and the impact that they have on society today. So I think the way that the value of humans, the way it would, I believe there's two, just the value of humans, the way you value yourself and like your happiness and what makes you feel like you're an accomplished person. And there's value as in like what value are you bringing to other people, the way that they see you, so that makes you feel valuable. Like they don't want to do anything without you, like they need you there because they feel like you have the abilities and the attributes to bring some kind of flair or some kind of something that they don't have, in a sense. So I think it's interesting to look at, because the question goes like, what we're gonna look at more about what other people, actually we'll look at both. It's been a while since I've been here, so let's do both, get my mind racing. As in for other people, I believe the question stands like, what are abilities that you need or should have that will consider you valuable? And of course it differs from group to group, obviously, but I believe like the core ones is being able to empathize would be the first one. Being able to make the other person know or feel like they're included, and that they're able to speak their mind and have the same respect value, and being able to lead when you need to lead. Basically that leader, that alpha male, but not like the douchebag alpha male. Like nobody like acts like a dick to everyone just to get what they want, but like the alpha male that's strong, and you know that whenever someone is they need someone to lead their way, or they need like any opinions or something, they'll go to you and you'll lead. And there's plenty of attributes that lead to that, you know, strong body language, strong body language, the right words, and the right choices, the right choice of words, the tone of voice that you say your words, eye contact, and then the little skills like just having strong social skills and understanding where you stand in the social status and where other people stand in their social status would give you that scope to people that make them understand that, oh, this person's obviously a man of high or a woman of high understanding, and we should probably listen to this guy. That's what I think about socially, and every day you can work on that by just acquiring knowledge and reading some books, applying lessons that you read in books. I mean, hey, whatever is going to get you there. I mean, there's artificial ways to achieve that. Like just having a lot of money would make you a leader. Knowing how to influence people would make you a leader. By force, you can become a leader, like a dictatorship. But except for that, that's how I feel about the what the value of a life is for human. Because I feel like no matter where you go, it doesn't matter if you die. Like recently, my role model Nipsey Hussle died, right? But he's only 33 when he died. Apparently, the same age as Jesus. So, but he died at 33. And his influence is enough to be able to be studied in history books. They changed a street name to him. They have Bloods and Crips getting together and talking about like coming together and getting rid of the violence and all that stuff. But he was only 33. There's people that, and during his funeral service, they're saying that he was only 33, but he lived the life of 1,000 people. Things that people would never, if they had 1,000 years, wouldn't be able to do, he did. And he was only 33. So it's all about, it's not really about, how can I say this? It's not really about your age and like that brings value and all that stuff. It's about your experiences that could really bring that value. The more experiences you had, obviously he was a Crip and he had a bad home life. If you listen to his songs, you know, like there's a part of his life when he was younger that was kind of bad. But but he had a lot of experiences and a lot of things he had to overcome. The more I believe the saying is born from pain. And I think that pain is the strongest way for you to overcome something and become a better version of yourself. If you don't fold under the pressure, if you don't fold, then you'll become a greater person and you'll have more experiences. Since he acquired so much pain at the beginning and he had to get over himself and find a way out of it himself, that made him a lot stronger, which gave him a lot more skills because he had to do it himself, which gave him value because he was doing everything at a young age that most people couldn't do. And so that's how I feel about the skills, about your skills and like how to add value to other people's lives. Because he was definitely adding whatever he learned, he was giving out to other people and bringing values to their life. So that's that part on for socially. Yes, to get your social, you know what I'm saying? It's been a while. Let me get back in the groove. Now, the value of humans, of your, the value to yourself, like what's your worth as a human to yourself, that just comes from the goals that you set for yourself, and do you acquire them? That's pretty much the gist of it, really. I believe, really, it's about if you set a goal and you reach your goal, then you feel more valuable as a human to yourself because you know that there was a journey you had to take to achieve this goal and you did it and you got it. And then you set another one. And then every time you achieve your goal, your value, you perceive yourself more valuable because every goal that you set for yourself, you reach. And so the more you reach it, the more you feel more valuable. And then that's pretty much it. If you keep reaching your goals, then you're going to get where you need to go anyway. So, it's really a goal thing, but I don't think the goals are supposed to... I know. The goals aren't supposed to be, like, vague. You have to have specific goals. You have to have goals that's like, okay, if you were on... Let's say for the podcast, I was trying to say, I want to do 5 podcasts every week for 2 weeks. And then I do that, then I'm like, oh, okay, look, like I did that. I feel more valuable. I was doing my job, what I thought was right, and I got it. So the next time I'll be like, okay, well, next time I want to have 100 more followers than I did on, or not followers, listeners, on the podcast than I did last week. You could potentially take control of that. You can, but at the same time, you can't control other people. So you don't know if they're gonna listen to it, even if they say they will or they won't, you know. But so I think it, you have to put the goals in something that you can reach yourself. I wouldn't put it too much in the chance spot, because chance, anything could happen. Like, you could think that you could say like, oh, next week I want to go work out, and then the day before that next week you get hit by a car and then you can't work out. So like shit like that. Actually, take that back. I don't think I like that one. But maybe it's like, okay, I'm gonna take my driving test next week, and then someone dies next week, and then you have to get ready for that funeral. So then like, out, it's two outside things. Like, I would worry about it to like be something that you can control, like yourself, like it has to do with yourself, personal goals that you can achieve yourself. Because when you leave it anything to outside, life is too much up to chance for you to not like take the parts that you can control for granted. Anything that you can't control, take control of. And so anyway, the value of life is really just for your personal reasons, is just achieving your goals that you want in life. Every time you achieve them, then you'll feel more valuable, and then you'll feel more confident and more great about yourself, and it'll show to everyone else. So then that's when it kind of correlates to the social way you get power or your value, and the eternal way. Because the more you reach your personal goals, the more you feel better about yourself, the more other people want to do what you do because they can see that you're so happy and stuff. And then you relate off to them, and then you impact their life, and then boom, there you go. Valuable man. Yeah, that's me. And so basically, have your goals. Go achieve your goals. Y'all have goals. Go do that. And then after you achieve your goals, give the help to someone else. And I promise you, if you do that, you will become as valuable to everyone else as you are to yourself. And but hey, what do I know? I'm 19. I'm not valuable. Just kidding. Everyone's valuable. But yeah. Anyway, that's it for this episode. So get out of here. Go achieve your goals. Didn't you hear me? Leave. All right, it's Brandon signing off again. Monday philosophy episode. I don't even know. I just recorded this because I felt like it needed to be done, and I'll check it out. I'll leave my link into my clothing brand in the description. Go check that out if you have time. If not, I mean, it's gonna be in every other video. So, I mean, video podcast. So you can go check that out. And yeah. So I'll see y'all later.